This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1. Welcome in the next 60 minutes. Everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, back after the international break, and the Dons head to the home of the champions, knowing a win would see them leapfrog Celtic in the table. There are many who believe there's never been a better time to tackle the hoops. We'll get the thoughts of Derek McInnes in just a moment. There's the rest of the Scottish Premiership and the Scottish Cup. Loads of local involvement there, plus rugby and more to come between now and seven when Stu's back for In Demand. It's all here in Friday Sport, and it all starts right now.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
First, though, as always, the boss, beginning with an update on the fitness of the players.
Johnny came off against us, so obviously with he twisted his ankle. It was a doubt before the game with a little hip problem, but he came through that fine. But he's managed to do a bit of work since then this week. Still a bit tender, but obviously being Celtic away, he's wanting to play, and hopefully he'll be fine. And Willow, who missed the Partick game with again, a little thigh strain, has been training in the last few days and is fine as well.
Certainly plenty of positives from the game before the break against Partick Thistle, a really good win. You'll be looking to maintain that momentum.
Yeah, I thought it was a good win. I thought it was also a very good performance. You know, I thought, other than the first 10 minutes, I thought we were well on top in the game and created umpteen chances. And you know, another day you'd look to score a few more, but it was probably a good performance against the ball. I thought we put him under pressure, worked extremely hard, and I thought with the ball we got forward, made good decisions, and got ourselves into good areas. Scored two very good goals to win the game, but it was a bit of style about the whole performance, and it was very, very pleasing.
Unlike most teams in the Premiership, you know what it's like to beat Celtic as Don's boss. How important could that experience be?
Well, I think for the players who played in those games, it's important, and certainly you know, Celtic are favourites going into the game, and are normally favourites when they play at home anyway, regardless of the opposition. But we have a real belief in ourselves that we can put in a performance that causes any opposition, including Celtic, problems. And you know, I think that the players should remember that, but also remember what it took to win against Celtic. You know, good goals, plenty of organisation, plenty of work rate, plenty of confidence in our play. And you know, the cup game that we won down there last season was a top performance from us. And I've no doubt it'll take something similar to get a result.
And Celtic, obviously, they're in a period of transition. How do you think that might affect Aberdeen's chances?
Well, I think there is a lot of change here. I think there's obviously different ideas coming across from the manager and the staff there. But behind all that, there's still an ability there. There's still players that can make a difference in any given day. I think there's players that can, with ability and quality, to separate teams, and you know, they've got goal threats in forward areas. They play with good energy when they're at their best. We've probably seen them. That come to the fore against Dundee United when they played them earlier on at Parkhead, and you've seen what they did to them, how clinical and how impressive we were on that day. But they've been a wee bit inconsistent with that since the start of the season. And you know, I think that, as you say, there is a bit of a transition there. The manager tried to get his ideas across, but you know, regardless of manager, I think regardless of system, regardless of any changes, there's still good players that they that we'll be up against, and we've got to be mindful of that.
Evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm John Mellis. Joining me this evening, the two Daves are back again, Dave Galloway and Dave McDermott. Back after the international break, a break which in many ways came at the wrong time for the Dons, who looked like they were finding their feet. But on the other side of the coin, we'd have had a few players definitely missing if this fixture had been right in the back of that Partick win. Dave, all things considered, a good time now to be facing Celtic?
Not a phrase I don't think either of us actually like to use, but you have. So, yeah, as good as any.
I've just said, like, not 2 minutes ago outside the studio, the worst, and I'm not a pessimist, but I think the worst thing to go to Celtic Park with is any sense of expectation. I think that's a dangerous thing to go with.
Yeah, although, you know, looking back to, was it the 5-3 last season when, had it not been for a hopeless referee's decision, when Ambrose brought back, brought to held back Johnny Hayes. That would have been a red card. We were on top at that point. So I think the good thing is that Celtic, apart from the majority of that Celtic squad, know that Aberdeen are capable of beating them because they have. And equally, the Dons will be going there knowing that we've got the measure of them. We beat them there in the Cup. We won twice against Celtic last season. So that will be at the back of their minds. There's still a lot of questions. The system that they're playing, the new manager, still not won over, certainly not the fans, and maybe not all of the squad yet. You've got people like, you know, Van Dijk, who wanted away. He's saying the right things, that he's now committed to Celtic, but is he? He didn't want. He's
got no
want to
choice.
Exactly. And it's not, you know, that's a scenario that works if the player responds in the right manner. But if he doesn't, then you could have a problem in your hands.
He didn't feature in that game after the window closed because Ronnie Dyler said his mind wasn't in, you know, the right place, having not secured a move. So I mean,
so I think, you know, they've got new players that haven't, they could be giving debuts to two or three new players, so they'll take a wee while to bed in.
We hope, certainly.
Scott Brown, I don't think will start. If he's at all involved, it'll be from the bench. But even if he does play, he hasn't had any game time in anger this season. Charlie Mulgrew's out, which from a dead ball situation, he's you know, cost us in the past. So, you know, we can go down there full of confidence, and I also think we'll have about 1,800 fans there who will make themselves heard, as they always do. I don't think, from a Celtic perspective, they're going to be there in huge numbers, in their terms. It's a lunchtime kickoff, it's on television.
They've got another game coming up in the midweek as well, haven't they? They've got a European game coming soon.
Oh, yeah, the Europa League, haven't they?
Thursday. Thursday. So,
I mean, if you're counting your cash, then you might want to stay for a European night.
You might. So, you know, there's certainly, I am an optimist, as you know.
And really?
I'll certainly be, when it comes to giving our predictions, I'll be going the way that you would expect me to.
I suppose it really is a case of you never know what you're going to get with Celtic right now. But the model of consistency this season for the Dons has been Aberdeen's Ryan Jack.
The Park Thistle game was very important because whenever I wanted to drop points, then we'd have to wait a couple of weeks before we could put that right. So I think to get 3 points there, it was a good result, and to get a clean sheet as well and a couple of goals to take to Parkhead as well, it was good.
Celtic, new manager, new players, new playing system. Do you feel you're getting them at a good time?
Well, quite a lot of people have said that, but I think going to Parkhead and playing against a Celtic side, it's always going to be difficult, and they've obviously got great individual quality in their squad, and we know that you're never ever going to go to Celtic Park and have an easy game. It's always going to be a very tough game, so even if you win or lose or draw, so we know it'll be tough, and we're expecting a very tough match.
Just 3 points for a win, obviously, but, you know, how important a marker would this be to lay down, to go down to Parkhead and get a victory?
Yeah, it is very important to obviously go there and try and get 3 points. The manager puts us out every game to try and win it, so it would be very important, and it would be a very big 3 points if we can get them. But as I said, we know it's going to be difficult going to Parkhead, and we're going to just try and do our best to get the 3 points.
Not someone's Friday Sport with Ryan Jack there, who came back from his trip away with Scotland, I imagine, pretty confident after the game that he had away there.
Yeah, he skippered Scotland under-21s in his last ever match at that level. They won the game against Luxembourg 3-0. A good performance, and you know, he's determined to kick on, but you know, he realises that there are a number of contenders for Gordon Strachan's full Scotland squad, but he's just going to buckle down and work hard, and hopefully he will get a rub of the green and Strachan will call him up.
Just keeps on getting better with each game almost, Ryan, just now, doesn't he, Dave? And I'm aware that I'm starting to sound a bit like, just how good are Rangers, Jerry? But when you've watched a player since they were a kid striving to sort of realise that potential, it's great to see them making it, isn't it? Even this season, compared to last, he's coming on leaps and bounds.
He is, and it's just like a broken record. So am I. I'm saying he's becoming the complete midfielder. By all accounts, he was immense in that game against Luxembourg on Monday, and he really does have everything. And I don't see why he's already been included in a squad in the past, a full squad. So I don't see that he must be knocking on the door sooner rather than later. And I don't think it'll take too many call-offs before Ryan Jack is into the squad. And hopefully it should be uphill from then on in.
And how old's Ryan just now? He's still only
22, I think.
22, I believe, yeah.
I always think he's really mature in terms of his... In terms of the way that he thinks, nothing seems to faze him. He's pretty steady.
His football, he doesn't play like a 22-year-old. He plays a very mature game. He never gets fazed, and he can sort of break attacks up. He can create, he can shoot. That's what I'm saying. He's a box-to-box complete midfielder, and long may that continue.
This is Norton One's Friday Sport previewing Celtic versus Aberdeen tomorrow afternoon in the Scottish Premiership. Have a great time if you're going. Hopefully you'll be travelling back up the road with all 3 points. But if you can't make it, the best way to hear the game unfold is right here with us on the official station of the Dons. Our coverage starts tomorrow afternoon at 12 over on North Sound 2 on digital radio, online at northsound2.com or on 10:35 a.m. The two Daves and Andrew Shiney in position for us as always, watching the action through very biased red specs. From noon on North Sound 2. But right now, stay here on North Sound 1 as we hear from the new Celtic boss, Ronnie Dyla, and the player who scored one of the two goals at Celtic Park the last time we were there. Coming up on North Sound 1's Friday Sport.
North Sound 1 Friday Sport with Dunlop Oil and Marine. Specialist hose integrity management services for the oil, gas and petrochemical industries.
North Sound 1. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
6:21 Friday evening. It's Celtic versus Aberdeen tomorrow afternoon in the lunchtime kickoff. Aberdeen will jump above Celtic in the league table if they can claim a win. Celtic boss Ronnie Dyla is the guy who desperately needs one.
He's the biggest club besides Celtic, I think, and they have a good team. They have beaten Celtic twice last year, so it's going to be an exciting game now. And I'm looking forward now to play on Celtic Park again, and I'm hoping for another performance like we did as Dundee United.
Yeah, we're hoping that's not the case. I liked how he opened that, though.
Yep.
The biggest team outside of Celtic.
Yep.
That'll do for me.
He'll be hugely popular in Govan right now
I think he will be, yes.
Next, a player who knows exactly what it's like to score in a winning Dons team against Celtic on their own patch. Speaking here to Red TV for North Sound 1's Friday Sport, it's Peter Pollitt.
I got, my most ever. I got 7 goals last year, absolutely.
Some important ones.
Yeah, it was good. So I've got 2 already this season, so hopefully I can get a few assists as well. Yeah,
but is that something, are you working on your finishing at all?
Yeah, we do finishing every day in training. So yeah, I'm just, I need to work on my right foot because all my goals are in my left foot. Although I scored against Sociedad out there in my right foot. So
you're still very laid back, Peter. I mean, there's even more pressure on you this season, but you're so laid back. You don't seem to let anything affect you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I think that, I think you've got to enjoy your football and things like that, and I think that's the best possible way to go about it. And it's a short career, so you just, pressure. I think pressure. You've got to cope with pressure as a footballer. It's good to have that pressure on you, because I think that you perform well and people expect things of you, so it's a good pressure to have.
A good pressure to have, says David. Peter Pollitt, who, much like Ryan Jack in the show before him, has just really started to blossom now into the player that we all hoped he could be. He's got that astonishing ability to make it look like the world around him is just frozen as he takes off the ball and leaves players for dead. He could be a huge influence for the Dons tomorrow, Dave. Fair to say that he's only shown in glimpses so far this season the type of play that we came to expect from him on a regular basis last year?
Yeah, but I think as well, defences are doubling up on him at least every time he gets the ball, so it makes it that, which is a testimony to the damage he can potentially cause. And I can see, Dave and I were just chatting about the Celtics game at Dens a couple of weeks ago, where Phil Roberts was running at Izaguirre and giving him a real torrid time. And you could see Peter, similar type, he can just give him the ball, and
Izaguirre knows that Peter can tackle as well, from what I remember.
Yes, I
think so.
True. That was an accident.
Of course it was.
That was a thumping tackle. There was nothing wrong with that.
It was a very fair tackle.
No, it wasn't a foul, yeah.
Firm but fair. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how long was it for?
It was a good few weeks.
It was quite, a long time. Yeah.
Quite a wee while. But just to allude to what Dave said there, you know, the watching the Dundee Celtic game, the Dundee back four were getting, you know, the Celtic back four were getting dragged all over the shop by Dundee's pace and movement. And I can see Aberdeen trying something similar tomorrow.
Do you think it's going to be a game where, rather than just going down there and having a go, as I know a lot of fans want to do it, is it going to be a game where we try and break and break out from defence and score?
It's got to be measured, because if you go gung ho against Celtic, they'll rip you apart.
Yeah,
you know, you've got to be not so much cautious, but you know, attack, but you know, use the heed.
And what about Celtic? So many new players coming in, as well as a new manager, transitional period. Whether that manager is going to make it at the other side, I really don't know. It's difficult to know what you're going to get a team that clicks or misfires. What's your money on? You've mentioned this bit of a ropey defence. What's your money on for tomorrow in terms of what comes out?
Well, if you're playing against the Celtic that
Dundee United,
then it's going to be very difficult. Although United at set pieces were pretty poor that day by their own standards, they just didn't really get going. But it's the inconsistencies.
Defensively,
Celtic have got weaknesses. You know, they've lost Forster, but they've brought in Craig Gordon, who's no bad keeper, but he's still getting used to being at a new club. The lad Denier looks not a bad player, but he's just a young guy. So they've got two young, and it just shows where Celtic are really. They've got two young on loan Manchester City players who were not getting even close to being involved at first team level there. So that's where, I'm afraid, for you know, where Celtic are. And we mentioned they're still in Europe, and to be honest, they'll be looking, although the Champions League still obviously hurts very, very much, they'll be looking for a run in that Europa League, because they need to start winning back their fans again. And that's the only way. You know, we saw it when they Seville back in 2003, was it? So they need a run in that. So that now becomes very important for them. And
I think they might struggle against Salzburg. I'll be honest.
I think they will struggle. I still think they will struggle in the group that they're in. There is no doubt. But again, we go back to the coefficient. You know, we need to start hauling ourselves back as a country.
We've got new players in the mix as well. David Gubuli favoured to start in a couple of recent games. Ash Taylor, you would think, almost certain to start with Russell. Like, this could be a massive test for him, couldn't it? But one that he's capable of passing, you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Taylor's got a lot of character. He's got a big heart. He's skillful as well. He doesn't go hiding. You know, he made that awful blunder against Dundee United, but he didn't go hiding. He just carried on playing. He dusted himself down and he got on with it. He went on to have a reasonably good game. And from what I've seen of him in the other games, I think he's looked pretty impressive. For such a big guy, 6'5", he's obviously good in the air, but he's good on the ground as well. His distribution's good.
I thought that.
And you can see him sort of directing the traffic, you know, mm-hmm. just communicating well and directing his teammates, which is good to see.
Yeah, and up against, who knows who's going to be up front for Celtic tomorrow, but he's come onto a game now, Ash, isn't he?
Yeah, he also, which we've probably not had enough of in the team, he's a shouter. You know, he'll hear him all the time. Just
That's because he's up at your height in the stand, Dave.
This is probably true, yeah. I survived that post-match interview with him. By
Did you use a stepladder?
No, I stood on the higher bit of the stage. He stood further down.
I thought you could see you stood on a table. It's like Buck Rogers and Tweaky.
Yeah. He was actually underground.
Let's get on to the team selection for Celtic versus Aberdeen. Remember, that entire match is live on North Sound 2 from 12 midday. The two Daves and Andrew Shiney in position. But who's going to be wearing those red shirts? Time for Predictor Derek. These are the 11 men you think Derek McInnes will send out for the match Saturday lunchtime. And Dave the Elder, I will start with you.
Okay, Langfield, Logan, Taylor, Reynolds, Considine, Pollitt, Jack, Flood, Hayes, McGinn and Goodwillie. And I do think that's really cruel on Nicky Lowe, who was immense. But I think with Willow back again, just his experience tomorrow.
It is tough, isn't it? I mean, it's a tough midfield to get into. I don't know. I'm not entirely convinced that Willow and Johnny will both be fit? I mean, I think one of them will be. I'm not sure whether Johnny will.
As far as I know, they're both back in training, so hopefully they should both be fit.
Yeah.
But I could be completely wrong. Nicky Lowe could be, they would well deserve getting another start, and one of the aforementioned two could be on the bench.
Yeah, what about it, Dave? I mean, Ash Taylor got the sponsors man of the match against Partick Thistle, but Nicky Lowe, I think, got the fans man of the match, and certainly he'd have got mine. Mm. Are you starting him tomorrow? What's your 11?
I am indeed, yes. Langfield in goals, Logan Taylor, Reynolds and Considine across the back, Jack and Lowe in front, then McGinn, Pollitt and Hayes behind Goodwillie.
Next, the one to watch, Dave Galloway first this time, the one that you think will possibly be the difference in the game for the Dons.
The one to watch for me is Nicky Lowe. I said before the season started, John, this is a big, big season for Nicky Lowe. He certainly grasped the opportunity and how against Partick Thistle, and I can only see him going from strength to strength now.
And Dave?
Player that we've been talking about, Ash Taylor, because I think if he performs as we know he can do, and I think he will, then that, you know, again, he's just getting to know his defensive teammates. Their confidence in him is growing, and vice versa, you know, because Russell is a big miss. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But I think Ash Taylor, if he can, and at set pieces, he could be vital. So I'm going for him to be the one to watch tomorrow.
Reynolds has to have an outstanding game in order to sort of help Ash through, though, doesn't he?
He does, although watching Scotland's central defensive frailties last week, I think Gordon Strachan could do worse than give Mark
a start.
Put him up the pecking order and give him a wee start.
OK, just for the score predictions, it's a smashing time to bring on this week's poll on Aberdeen Mad on there like this. Are Celtic there for the taking on Saturday? Yes or no, are Celtic there for the taking on Saturday? You'll be surprised to learn the result of this one is strongly weighted.
In favour of yes, 78.5%, no, 21.5%.
Pie and Bovrilman adds, we managed to defeat them twice last season under Lennon, so from what I've seen so far, we've no reason to fear them under the TV chef. Hopefully, we get right in about them. I don't know. I'm just going with it.
Yeah, that must be it.
Hopefully we get right in it. Oh, what do you think? writing about them and have a real go. This as poor a Celtic side as I can remember. So hopefully we can kickstart our season by coming back up the road with 3 points on Saturday. Come on, you Reds. Pipes continues that positive vibe. One of the biggest positives from last season, says Pipes, was going down to Parkhead with no fear against what was actually a pretty decent Lennon side. 5 goals in 3 games there, if I remember right. As long as we don't concede early, don't mess up at the back with Celtic's quick closing down, we could grab a couple again. I say Pollitt and Goodwillie. Gallus, 79, finally. Are Celtic there for the taking on Saturday? No. They're there for a roasting. All pretty positive. Let's see if our experts agree. Finally here, what's the score going to be? Dave Galloway.
I am going to go for an away win. You'll be surprised to learn. And I'll go for 2-1 Aberdeen.
That's exactly what I've written down.
Frighteningly
which
enough.
Is worryingly.
Frighteningly enough.
That's even more worrying.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. When have we ever all been right?
Been all wrong on a few occasions.
Indeed.
This is Northern One's Friday Sport. Coming up, we'll take a look at the rest of the matches in the Scottish Premiership. The road to Hampden with the very first games in this season's Scottish Cup, plus rugby and more in moments.
Northbound One Friday Sport with Dunlop Oil and Marine. Servicing the oil, gas and petrochemical industries. Dunlop-oil-marine.co.uk.
North Sound 1, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmoor and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sport.
In the other Scottish Premiership games this weekend, Dundee United are at home to Premiership new boys Hamilton. Assistant boss Simon Donnelly.
If we can get a result there, it confirms a really good start, you know, especially after the break. We want to keep that momentum going, winning games. But as you quite rightly say, we've got the two derbies around the corner as well, so in terms of preparation for them, it would be good to keep the winning mentality on Saturday.
Former United player Jason Scotland now plans his trade at Hamilton Accies and isn't expecting an easy ride.
They'll say we'd be expecting to get 2 points because you know, everybody knows how Dundee United are a good youth system and they've been doing well for the past number of years. So you know it'll be a tough game, and I think it's second V2 or something. You know, so we know it's going to be a tough game. You know, we need to be in our game, you know, to get something out of the game anyway.
Dundee United and Hamilton locked in 12 points each going into this one. How's it going to go, Dave?
I think United with home advantage. Hamilton made a fantastic start to the season, but I think this might just be a wee bit of a bridge too far. tomorrow, so I'm going for a 2-0 win for United.
Kilmarnock face second bottom St Mirren, currently pointless and only second bottom virtue of the fact they've conceded slightly fewer goals in their opening flurry than Ross County. Killies, Alan Johnson is hoping to use that to his team's advantage.
You know what it's like sometimes when you're down there, it's things go against you, so you've got to make sure we put pressure on them right from the start. We start really well, get the crowd right behind us and obviously get the 3 points.
Saints boss Tommy Craig didn't enjoy the enforced international break and would sooner have had his team playing their way out of trouble.
I would have preferred to have had a game between now and back then to get us back on track. I've been using that word for 2 or 3 weeks now. And Saturday we go to Kilmarnock, as norm, we go there to try and win the game.
Kilmarnock versus St Mirren, Dave Galloway.
Two teams that flatter to deceive, I think, is the best way of summing it up. John, I find it difficult to separate these two. They're not doing so well. Two strugglers. I can see it being a 1-1 draw.
Patrick Thistle hosts league leaders Inverness, and Alan Archibald knows his team could be up against it.
They're playing really good football, and obviously, you say they're unbeaten as well. They've started outstandingly well, and they're playing good football under John. I think you can see a John Hughes side now, the way they're knocking the ball about.
Sorry, did he just call Yogi Jonathan? For his part, Yogi just hoping to avoid a boo-boo.
What we're touching on now is keep yourself in the zone. How do you do it? How do you, if you could bottle it? You know, everyone would be doing it. We can only pass on experiences. And, you know, my experience is when you go to bed at night, it's football. When you first thing you wake up in the morning, it's football.
Partick Thistle versus Jonathan's Inverness.
I fancy the Glasgow Jags. I think the curse of the awards, not only have John Hughes won the Manager's Awards, they've had a clean sweep, which usually precludes... you know, his boys have got the awards as
My
well.
Boys.
So I'm going for 2-1 Partick.
Okay. Wheels have to come off at some point. The first Scottish Premiership managerial casualty of the season was Derek Adams at Ross County. He's been replaced by Jim McIntyre with Billy Dodds as his assistant. Their first game in charge of Ross County will be against fellow strugglers Motherwell.
We want to win the game. You know, I want to take more than a point. We know how difficult that's going to be. They're a good side. They've got good players. They didn't finish second in the league for no reason last season. You know, they've had a wee bit of a sticky start, but they've got more points than what we have. So, you know, they've picked up some points.
Stuart McCall hoping to avoid any new manager bounce.
The players will be out to make an impression, and I'm sure Jim and Billy will be out to make an impression themselves. So, yeah, it'll make it slightly tougher. But I've got to say at this stage, when we're going through a run like we're going through, it doesn't matter who we're playing, it's what we've got to do as individuals and as a group.
I have a feeling that McIntyre and Dodsey will be quite a good combination at Ross County, but I'm not sure if it's going to click tomorrow, and I've got a funny feeling that Motherwell have to get a win sometime. Ross County v Motherwell, Dave.
Yeah, I think the new managerial duo quite agree with you at Ross County. They're going to do well, but you know they don't have a magic wand. Two teams who are capable of so much better. I think Motherwell might just edge it 1-0.
Here's another new Tayside derby. St Johnstone welcome Paul Hartley's Dundee to Perth. Saints boss Tommy Wright.
I watched them against Kilmarnock and they've done extremely well. We're probably unfortunate not to win the game. And they've had a good start. They've done extremely well against Celtic as well. One away from home. Done well in the cup as well. And, you know, they've hit the ground running.
Dundee completed the signing of former Motherwell and Bristol City player David Clarkson this week.
Ask any player the same in the debut. They want to do well and if they can, as a striker, you want to score goals. But, you know, actually I'm not taking it for granted. I need to work, you know, as hard as I can to get myself in the team. So the team's already doing well. I've got to fight to win my place, and I'll do that. And if I need to wait 3 or 4 weeks or longer, I'll do that.
It's five, then he'll be kicking Paul Hartley's door down, I would imagine. St Johnstone versus Dundee, Dave.
I think Dundee have... they look as though they could become the draw specialists in the SPFL this season. They played well against Celtic. I think they were pretty unlucky, to be honest, not to get more than the share. And I'm going for the same again. St Johnstone are always good value at home, as we found out to our cost. 1-1 for me.
Briefly in the Championship, Dumbarton are at home to Hearts. Falkirk take on Queen of the South. Hibs welcome Cowdenbeath, and Livingston are entertaining Alloa tomorrow. Raith Rovers host Rangers tonight. Now, Rangers were the subject of a topic this evening on the show as their financial woes took another meandering turn down a familiar path. And you can see the topic on Aberdeen Mad in the thread, some more comedy gold from Keith Jackson, but it's not really for the faint-hearted or the easily offended, so we're not doing it on the radio, but you can read it at your leisure.
We don't want to be sued.
You don't want to be taken off air. Speaking of Rangers, apparently the fog is getting worse by the minute at Starks Park, so the game could be in a bit of danger.
Wow, okay. Nothing is straightforward for Rangers these days, is it? So we're not doing that thread in the radio, but you can read it at your leisure if none of that puts you off online at Aberdeen Mad. For the record, if we're going to hijack a topic and you know that it's going to feature in the show, can I ask you please to consider how you word your answers, probably in the same fashion as you would if you had your kids in the car at the time. Thank you very much. Now, in League One, Jim McAnally, Spearhead, make the short trip to face Forfar.
Probably couldn't have picked a harder game when you look at Forfar's last two home results beating... Well, both the title favourites, Dunfermline and Morton. So, you know, we couldn't have picked a harder game. But it's a game we'll look forward to. Again, a long time since Peterhead played for a couple of years, two or three years. And, I mean, this is a good part of being in this league now that we're getting into games. It's a bit unknown to us. We don't know the side that we're playing against. And that's the enjoyable part for us. So we can really... You know, we can really just go and enjoy the game, and we know we need to play well to get something out of it, because obviously, you know, Forfar's in tremendous form at the minute, and if we're not at it, we could, I mean, I think Morton could have lost five or six goals, apparently, by all accounts, when they played them recently, so we know that we'll need to be at it, or we could be in big trouble. I said it before about Breakin, and Forfar's obviously in the same category where, you know, they're now consistently playing in this league and they know what it takes. And every year, especially Forfar, I mean, Dick's done a brilliant job there as far as he just adds a couple every year that just makes him a bit stronger. And I think his signings this year have been exceptional, to be honest, you know, on top of what he already had. And especially on the pitch that they play on, he has signed that type of player that is really dangerous on it. So... You know, they're a benchmark for us again as far as that's where we want to be. And, you know, Saturday will be an ideal situation and it'll be good to see how we compare against them.
In the Highland League, just the one fixture going ahead tomorrow when Fort William host Brora Rangers. All eyes are on the Scottish Cup preliminary round, with plenty of local interest involved at this early stage. Auchinlech Talbot host Bucky Thistle. Clach welcome Hurlford. Hoyk Royal Albert, the visitors at Cove Rangers. That could be a good one coming up here. Listen, Cooter welcome Highland League opposition in the form of Strathspey Thistle. And I imagine they probably quite fancy their chances.
Yeah, I think both the junior clubs, yep. You'll come on to
Banks
the
D.
Other one. Yeah, yep. Banks of D, they're away, but they've got a chance.
Devon Vale hosting Nairn County. Edinburgh City welcome Coldstream. Civil Service Strollers are at Forest. Chris Hunter's Fraserburgh welcome Linlithgow Rose and are keen to go on another run.
Yeah, the players are really looking forward to it because they had a pace last year to get into the fourth round, and some of them, it was their first time that they'd probably gone through the first round, let alone they get into the fourth round, so they were all delighted with that, and it was a great experience for everybody involved. So it's first round on Saturday, and it's one we wanted to do well, but take nothing away from Linlithgow. They're a very talented team, and we need to be at our best if we're going to get a result.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what sort of a game can you expect? It should be a real battle, shouldn't it?
Yeah, they won 9-0 on Saturday as well, so they're scoring goals, so we need to try and keep it tight, which we haven't done in the last 2 weeks, but the players have had a wee rest this week, and we'll need to be focused for Saturday. We know all about them, we know that they're very talented going forward, but so are we, so at the end of the day, it's who turns up on Saturday, it'll get through the next round.
Could be a 12 each, you never know, might go to a replay. In the remaining matches, Golspie Sutherland tackled Dalbeattie Star. Gretna 2008 are at home to Galloway Dean. Another few All-Highland matches next as Huntly host Wycombe Academy. Keith take on for Martin United and Turriff United are at Lossiemouth. Lothian Thistle, Hutchison Vale, how big are those shirts, meet East Kilbride. Preston Athletic welcome Threave Rovers, and Banksteads, as we mentioned earlier, are at Rothes and again are probably quietly confident. Finally, Selkirk entertain Bowness United, and Girvan travel to play Whitehill Welfare. Of the juniors that aren't involved in the Scottish Cup tomorrow, Dave?
Yeah, main spotlight's on the first round of the GA Engineering Inter-Regional Cup, where Colony Park are at home to Isle of Ale. Burghead Thistle, they travel to Cruden Bay. It's Devonside against Glen Tanner. Dufftown at home to Bridge of Don Thistle. Bankery St Tiernan make the trip to East End. FC Stonywood welcome Port Gordon Victoria. Should be a cracker at Forest Thistle up there. Forest Thistle against Hermes. Hull Ross United against Ellen United. Fraserburgh United go to Parkvale. Sunnybank at home to New Elgin. Lewis United against Longside. That last one is a 3 o'clock kickoff, all the rest 2 o'clock. Elsewhere in the PMAC Group Super League, couple of games. Dice entertain Stonehaven, who can move to 2 points off the top of the table, as can Maud, who are at home to Inverness City. In the First Division West, it's Bucky Rovers against Granton. Nairn St Ninian at home to White Hills. Lossiemouth United are away to Spey Valley. And one game finally in the First Division East, and that is Newmacker United against Buckenhaven Hearts.
You're on North Sun One's Friday Sport. Incidentally, I see what you mean about the fog out there. Glancing across outside our window, you can't see the other side of the city. I've got a phone and see if it's still there in just a bit. It's like an 80s pop video out there. Just mind how you go if you're on the road. In England, the Premier League returns this weekend after the international break. There's the prospect of a number of new faces being on show, as it's also the first round of top flight fixtures since the transfer window closed. Stroke slammed shut. George Alderman reports for North Sun One's Friday Sport.
The action starts with a clash between two title contenders as Arsenal take on champions Manchester City in the lunchtime kickoff tomorrow. Striker Danny Welbeck could make his first start for the Londoners, having joined Arsene Wenger's side from Manchester United on deadline day. The Arsenal boss says he's not worried about throwing the England forward in at the deep end.
It's not in a position where you need a lot of coordinated work. You know, our tactical work, I think it is a position where you can play free off your chest and go for it.
The only two sides with 100% records meet as top of the table Chelsea play second place Swansea. The Welsh side have already shocked Manchester United this season. Manager Gary Monk believes they can cause another upset.
Everyone's beatable. Every team in the world is beatable. Look, we're under no illusions. We have to be at our very best, probably the best performance that we can give. To go up there and put a performance on that can warrant winning any sort of points.
A number of sides are still searching for their first wins of the season. Among them are bottom two Crystal Palace and Burnley, who meet at Selhurst Park. West Brom and Everton is also a clash between two sides who are yet to taste victory in the top flight so far. Stoke, who were surprise winners over champions Manchester City last time out, entertain newly promoted Leicester. Liverpool will be without their injured England striker Daniel Sturridge when they play Aston Villa at Anfield. Sunderland, who made 9 new signings this summer, welcome Tottenham to the Stadium of Light, while Newcastle go to Southampton. Manchester United could hand first starts to Daley Blind, Marcus Rojo and Radamel Falcao in their match with QPR at Old Trafford on Sunday, and proceedings are rounded off by West Ham's trip to Hull on Monday night.
Rugby and Aberdeen Grammar's campaign in National League Division 1 started with a draw, 26 points apiece when they met Stuart's Melville FP last weekend. Tomorrow sees them run out at Rubbers Law for the first time this year against Peebles head coach Stuart Corson.
We're going to try and make Rubbers Law more of a fortress, a place where when teams come, they don't want to come here. We'll try and get the support behind us as well. So to do that, we need to start winning. And the boys are looking forward to playing the first game here and hopefully making that the first step towards making Rubbers Law fortress again.
What sort of a team are Peebles, and what sort of a game can you expect?
It'll be a very physical game. It's always been renowned for the sort of big pack, big heavy forwards, so it'll be a hard game for us up front. And I like playing a lot of counter-attack in rugby, but we've got a good set of forwards, very young forwards. They'll learn from every game, but our back line's very exciting. If we can get them the ball, it should be a really good game.
Now, Dave, remind me what it was that you wanted to mention. Oh yeah, the golf.
The Netherlands Open, we're at the halfway stage. Aberdeen's Richie Ramsay is doing very, very well indeed. He's tied for fourth place, John. Round of 65 today to add to his first round of 69. He's 6 under par, 4 strokes off the lead. Jamie McCleary of Peterhead is one under par at the halfway stage, but it's not looking good for Paul Laurie. He's four over and he's on his way home. But he can go to the Celtic Aberdeen game tomorrow, I'm sure.
I'm sure he'll be in a great mood if he's there. Maybe a Don's win to take back up the road.
Yes, that'll help him.
We'll patch over the cracks there. That is pretty much it for this week. As far as our weekend coverage is concerned, Dave?
Well, of course, Andrew, Dave and myself will be heading very early down to Glasgow tomorrow morning. Full commentary, as we've already mentioned, on North Sound 2. Updates here on North Sound 1. Full commentary as well on Red TV. That's with the two of us, plus Andrew Shiney. And I just hope that, as we mentioned earlier, it's one of these, the expectation levels are very high. And I really do hope that we'll give it a go without going gung-ho, as Dave mentioned a bit earlier.
Cautiously optimistic,
to be. But who knows, we've got four home games in a row after tomorrow's game. So big opportunity. That's it from Friday Sport.
North Sound 1's Home Run.
With Auto Trader. What drives us is you. North Sound 1 Friday Sport with Dunlop Oil and Marine, a world leader in the design, manufacture and supply of hoses for the oil, gas and petrochemical industries.